Thank you so much for joining us, Stefan.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Ah, happy to have you. Now, what are the reasons for the recent cut in interest rates by the RBA?
Well, look, there's a couple of reasons, and they can be possibly summarized as fear of a weak economy or possible recession. I mean, we're facing some international risks, and it's been around for a while, the U.S., China, possible trade war, technology disputes. There's slower growth in China that impacts on Australia. There might be Brexit turmoils, fear of a global recession. So internationally, we need to be a little bit worried. But it's also about the Australian economy. If we look at the GDP growth, it has been relatively low over the last 12 months. We're just talking about roughly 1.4%, what is much lower than historical averages. We have relatively low wage growth that a lot of people say is below inflation and even or below the rise in the cost of living. So that's also relatively bad news for the retail sector because people don't have as much money to spend as they used to have. Unemployment rates are still relatively low at 5.25%, but despite the earlier cuts and some tax stimulus, nothing has really happened here. They haven't gone up, so it might be an idea to cut rates further. And then we also have some worries about the real estate sector. Yeah, the new dwelling activity, construction is relatively low. Debt growth or mortgage growth is also relatively low. So there's a lot of things that we probably have to be worried about. And, of course, one way to stimulate the economy is to cut rates, because that will make it easier for companies to borrow money, to possibly invest, to hire people. Maybe that will increase wages. Maybe that will reduce or further reduce unemployment and lead to more growth. So that's kind of the story behind the rate cut.
Absolutely. And I mean, as you were mentioning before, there's been a lack of wage growth and not enough money going back into the economy. I know this is a bit of a hearty question for a morning show, but do you think we might be getting dangerously close to leaning towards a recession?
Look, that's very, very difficult to say. And I think it's, I mean, certainly, We have to be worried a little bit because it's not credible. I mean, the RBA also mentions that they are targeting an inflation around 2 to 3% and that it's too low, but I don't think that's the entire story. I mean, it's clear the economy is not in a very good shape, even though Australians have been told that before the election. I think it's not true. I think we need to be worried, but at the same time, if you look at the most recent figures, I mean, we've seen that real estate prices have gone up a little bit in Sydney and Melbourne. We've seen, or the RBA argues, there has been a turning point in economic growth, a little bit higher than like the second 6 months of 2018. So it's very difficult to say. I think a lot of it depends on also international markets and what's happening in the rest of the world. I think if the US or Europe or even more importantly China stops growing as much as they used to, I think there could possibly be a recession. Talking about recession, I mean, some people argue as well that if we really do not just look at the plain numbers, but per capita, we already are in a recession or at least in a zero growth scenario. What does that mean? If we discount the fact that the population in Australia is constantly growing, the per capita, there has actually not been a lot of growth in recent periods.
Right, of course.
So I think we need to be a little bit worried, but we're definitely not there yet. So we're not in a recession yet.
Yeah, of course. You know what I always say, be a little bit worried, but don't freak out. You know. Now, negative interest rates imply that the bank will be paying people to borrow money from them. Why would banks be willing to lose money?
Well, again, the idea is different here. I mean, if the RBA cuts rate, the cash rate to a negative, what is the idea? Well, they really want to, basically then it doesn't make any sense to save money anymore because you will need to pay. So it's also, again, the idea of a stimulus. If you can't keep your money in the bank because you have to pay for keeping your money in the bank, what is also kind of contradicting a lot of economic theory. But if the idea is then, well, then you would rather spend it and stimulate the economy. So this is probably the way to think about it. Whether banks at the same time will then lend money to people at negative rates, then we would have to go to very highly negative rates. Because remember, there's always a spread between the cash rate, what you get, or basically there's a spread between what you get in your bank deposit and what you have to pay if you borrow money.
Absolutely. And last but not least, based on how the RBA are behaving, how likely is it that the cash rate will continue to be cut?
Look, I'm almost certain that we'll see another cut or two. Government made it quite clear that we can expect very low rates or reasonably low rates for a very long time, and I think they will be even lower in the near future. Whether we'll go to zero or negative, this is really difficult to say, but I think there's a chance that we will see zero rates in the next 18 months. Definitely, I'm expecting another cut or two over the next 6 to 12 months.
We're just going to have to wait and see, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
And hope that we won't go into a recession.
Of course. Worried, but don't freak out. Thank you so much for joining us, Stefan. It's been
pleasure.
Great.